Where he's just like, yeah, we collaborated with the Nazis, but we actually take credit for ending the war about 6 weeks before it would have been because we stopped giving them oil eventually.
Didn't think that's what you were going to say, and that's really funny.
That is the definition of weird flex, but okay.
So when you told me the nationality of the man that happened to, I was like, yeah, all right.
Yep.
Yep. I
Yeah, it's
completely
Gaz.
believe that.
It's Gaz.
Lovely bloke, and in Romania, it's a different time right now.
It's a different
It
time right
certainly
now.
is.
It's a different time right now.
And they don't all like think that the stuff Ceausescu did was bad if you talk to them now.
I don't
They're
know
like,
who
yeah, it's
Ceausescu
just
is.
pretty repressive, but we all had jobs.
Yeah, see, a lot of people see the thing about authoritarians is it's good for like a few people.
I think it's like the very lowest tier of society are better off with a sort of redistributive authoritarianism than they are under like, because we didn't give them the good capitalism straight away either, did we?
No, we
Long
never
time ago.
do. We never do.
You gotta, much like capitalism, you gotta earn that.
You gotta earn that. Well, we have a some sort of global feudalism that we can just get you right hooked on.
See, what we did was we got the IMF to loan money at a pro to your oligarchs at a price that was practically giving it away. So now your natural resources have been given to us at a price that really was giving them away. So there you go. That's how that goes. Welcome to the final countdown from our dusty cellars, I dare say.
I'd say probably.
I'd say probably these couple of messers.
Well,
Lots in the news this week. You hear
yeah.
Michael O'Leary proposing a two-drink limit at the airport?
Wow.
Well,
I
sometimes
wonder,
it's
is he
fun to be the
proposing a
limit.
ban on selling beer on the flight as well? You know, since
You
he's so
know,
worried about
I
people
didn't
being
get that
drunk,
far down in the press
surely
release.
he's not going to sell any drink on the flight.
Highly unlikely that he would do that. I mean, certainly his scratch card ban at the airport translated to no scratch cards during the flight pretty linearly. So I can only assume that this would also be true. Fionn had a counter offer, interestingly, which is a two drink minimum at the airport,
Yeah. And
which
if you
I
bring a
think is.
child, you have to drink four, or you have to be a really bad parent for a bit.
And you give them to the look. Hey, I mean, I would say a good. My parents gave me alcohol at a very young age, and it didn't do me any good. mean, the sip of the pint was fucking a rite of passage.
It was going like, and it really taught you. Pints are gross.
Yeah,
Yeah.
the sip of
And
the pint
until you
is
get
the
drunk
right
off
amount
them,
to
you don't realize
decrease.
why people drink them.
Yeah.
That's
The
certainly true.
way to decrease youth drinking is to give them sips of pints. They'd be
I'd
like,
be
this
like, this is
crap.
the tastiest one. This is as good as it gets.
Yeah. Oh, you don't like that? You'll love this. And then eventually it's just Sidona, and then they do love it and we're fucked.
And we're fucked.
That's a that's it's like with the Sidona to cider transition is like the chocolate cigarettes to cigarettes. It's like they know what
Yeah.
they're
They
fucking doing. And you can't buy chocolate
Sidona in the
cigarettes.
office. It's so weird to me that it's like, okay, obviously you've got your Coke, you've got your fancy new drinks, you've got like Club Orange or whatever. But Sidona, like you wouldn't see Sidona in every shop.
No, you certainly wouldn't. So that, yeah, it certainly wouldn't be like, oh, and yes, and we'll have to have Sidona for them or they'll
Yeah.
leave. This will keep them working overtime.
There's definitely some higher up who just loves Sidona and wants it.
Well, I know certain companies do employ babies in the C-suite, like little infant children who
Yeah.
in fact
There was a
many
documentary about
many
it, wasn't there?
there was, yeah, it was called the SLT, Senior Leadership Toddlers. The whole thing is like it's like a big crash up there. It's not even like a crash. It's like a the funeral of a distant relative at a large suburban pub. And they're all running around with fizzy orange and crisps, just making a bloody nuisance of themselves until some grizzled auntie gives them a pound. The grizzled aunties are always the best one, and they need the most attention. So there's lots more things in the news that we'll talk about, and I certainly remember them all. And we won't just be grasping around for content like so many senior leadership toddlers in the office drinking our Sardone. No. But before we get into any of that, it's time to get introduced to the beers. Now, I actually have a beer this week.
Oh?
Yeah. It's a non-alcoholic beer.
They all count?
We shouldn't let that deter... They do all count. We shouldn't let... Wait, they all count?
Oh,
ah, I gotta talk to my fucking sponsor.
Those non-alcoholic beers have hooch in them, right?
If they all count, well, I might as well have a real one for crying out, Glavin. So I don't know if I'm the only one drinking, but I'm certainly the only one drinking Tucker.
What the? Oh, oh my God! Did Tucker Carlson release a beer?
That's why I bought it, but no, he didn't. I believe it's Tuscher. I think it's German. It's an alcohol-free Hefeweizen.
It's a Tuscher. Donald Trump released a beer.
Hey! Wait, it's a Hefeweizen.
Every time
O'Donnell released a beer.
We've given both sides of the spectrum now. We've dunked on Trump and Rosie, who, as far as I know, are the candidates.
Yeah.
Although anytime people like reference Trump being a torture, then someone else references Clinton, and then you fight back and forth over which one is worse. But I can't help but think that as far as Oval Office occupants go, You would be like in The Simpsons where well, I'm afraid this perversion goes far beyond Eugene and Rusty. When they're trying to figure out who was using the burlesque house. Thought that was going to be more universal. Oh yeah, man, it's that bit. That reminds me of that.
Yeah, honestly, crickets for me. I did not remember that.
It was the burlesque house episode, and they were
one of my favorites.
They're having a town meeting, and there was like, you know what? I bet you it was cut out of the broadcast over here, because they did that a lot. Where I like you'd be watching, because like, in order for it to be on RTE or whatever, they would have to cut out like there was a whole bit, like I remember a bit in the episode where they went to like the shore. Remember Lisa makes all her friends.
Yeah. I know where we can get some baguettes.
Yeah.
My favorite line. Out of context, not a joke, but like no, really funny.
But it's very, very funny. And there's a bit where Homer goes into the shop to buy fireworks, and he's like, "So I'll have some condoms, some alcohol, some of those disposable enemas."
Yeah.
And they cut that bit out. And then they left in another bit that made no sense without that bit, because at one point Marge looks at the groceries and goes, "I don't know what you have planned for tonight, Homer, but leave me out of it."
Yeah.
So there's stuff like that I only saw way later because they had cut it out of the television here. And in any case, they may not have cut out Eugene and Rusty. Perhaps it was just something that it was a touchdown for me that nobody else remembers. And that's perfectly not okay, to be honest with you. You need to all do better.
Yeah, we need to watch that episode 10 times backwards, yeah.
Yeah, it's just for reference, it is season 8, episode 5. It's about 16 minutes in. The Frinky Yak strikes again.
Yeah.
Can I pay money to the Frinky Yak?
The Frinky Yak is quite... It's a double-edged sword because it's really handy to have as a reference, but it probably spawned all of the circle jerky Simpsons meme pages that really should have died, gone out with the Macarena.
Yeah.
It made it too
easy. Yeah, only show up at weddings, you know, that sort of thing, yeah.
So, funny you say that, Gavin. The last time I saw either of you in person was at your wedding. Well, why have you been missing barbecue night? I don't understand what's going on here.
I've developed a deathly allergy to sauce.
Deathly
allergy to sauce.
Damn it, that covers so many of my theme evenings. And many of us have often said that the insistence on producers of non-alcoholic beers on settling on possibly the most difficult beer to make taste like anything good with lagers is a mistake. And having tasted this Hefeweizen, I have to say, this is really good.
Really?
It really reminds me of a Paulaner or something.
Oh yeah.
It has like a clovey banana thing to it, and it's like a warming Christmas drink while being cold.
Mm. Okay.
It's just really nice.
Does it have any of the kind of estery banana taste that Weiss beer normally has?
Yeah, a little bit. It's much more. It's like spiced beef is the flavor descriptor I would give
absolutely
it.
Delish. Love spiced beef.
I'm in.
I would say made it year round.
You need to relocate to the beautiful county of Cork then, where they do eat it year round, and their children. They eat their children as well there, as far as I know.
Yeah. The spiced beef makes their face so red though.
It is. That's what they were rebelling about. You know, the right. That's why they're the rebel county, and we were like, "Fine, leave."
Yeah, get out of here.
Spice beef, red face, having Confederate flag waving weirdos.
It's a great looking flag.
Oh, got it. From a design standpoint, it's a fucking great looking flag.
Banger.
It's all the American flags. Like the Stars and Stripes is a great looking flag too. It's
just
a great looking flag. I don't always feel safe in places where it's prominent.
Yeah.
But I do feel.
Oh, but like some of the state flags are weak. I would say state flags.
Yeah.
Bad.
They're pretty. Some pretty bad state flags. Yeah. Going around. They just didn't try. They were just like.
Well, it's like they.
What are we known for? Beans and reindeer. Okay, just throw some beans and reindeer in the middle, and then paint the rest blue.
And the thing is, people claim that the California flag is great, and it kind of is nice, but it's also not a flag.
It's just a bear.
Yeah, what's the California flag? Is like a bear and
picture of a bear, and then the words California Republic underneath it.
Yeah,
it's one of the better. It's memorable. Like I don't know if you like a flag. I was thinking this with the American flag.
Texas flag is good.
What is Texas?
Sorry, I interrupted you mid-flow there for no reason other than I wanted to say.
But I think because you see the Texas flag and you see the California flag more often than you do any others, is this just a bit of frequency breeding?
I think it's the way around. I think they're good and therefore you see them more.
And therefore you see them. Yeah,
like, what's the New York flag?
New York flag is a tricolor with it's like a French flag sort of with a crest or some description in the middle. It's not the worst one, to be honest with you.
No, it's not. But it's kind of nondescript, which they don't is the worst thing to be as a flag.
Like they don't use it. But we all know the Chicago flag or the Amsterdam flag.
The Amsterdam flag, yeah. But to the point, like that's one of those ones.
What's the Amsterdam flag?
It's the one with the three X's on it, and it's red and black. It's like it's to the point that you just think it's a design for clothing. Similarly with the Chicago flag, it just looks like, oh, that's good on a T-shirt.
It is good on a T-shirt.
See, is that the Chicago flag or the state flag of Illinois?
It's the city of Chicago flag, I believe.
Yeah, that's a good flag. Illinois flag. Let's see what it looks like.
It's Illinois.
It is Illinois. You would think some fucking bullshit.
You would think the southern states would all at least have good flags, because like since they were so determined to not be under that other one, you'd think, well, maybe they just want to wave. But most of them, Texas one's good.
The Illinois flag is the goofiest looking eagle I've ever seen in my whole life.
Oh, it's like an absolutely drunk eagle.
Yeah, really bad eagle.
The God was because they had to get it. The eagle had to be from the state of Illinois is the problem. And so it's the best.
They couldn't find a sober one. Yeah,
the best one they could fuck. And you wouldn't be sober either if you had to live there.
Is ass.
Yeah. They should have it just be an ass.
No, like, that's Atlanta's flag.
It's just a day because they really was. What was it? Was it Alabama that was just, it was like somehow worse than the Confederate flag? I can't remember exactly what it was.
It is the same thing as the Confederate flag, because the Confederate flag is like the little square one, and there's a whole bunch of variations on that, which are not,
Well, there's the two. There's the Stars and Bars, which was the actual flag of the Confederacy, and then the one that we call the Confederate flag was the battle flag of the Confederacy, so it's slightly different. And then
Alabama flag.
My memory of the Alabama flag was that it was like just the X with the stars, and then it was like I don't know, in some way extenuated. It wasn't a bloke standing there with two thumbs up beside it, but it felt to me like that's what it was.
Now it seems to just be a red X on white.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't just go full Washington football team route and just be going, fine, if you're going to make us change it, it's going to be a sphincter. It's just going to be a bum hole, you know?
Yeah. The Minnesota changed their flag because it was a picture of someone, a white guy telling an Indian to go away and they changed to something more presentable.
Are you sure he wasn't just pointing at him? You're the real one. You
belong here.
But there aren't very many of you. You must have all gone somewhere else. Where did they go? I think that's what he's probably asking. Where did they go? This is what people tune in for.
Yeah, an audio description of something purely visual.
We gave you 45 seconds of beer. I don't. What do you want?
I'm drinking wine because I had no beer in the house.
Oh, get that wine into you as well. You're drinking white wine out of a glass tumbler, which I respect.
Yeah, I don't.
You supped that like a man who could do with it.
I'm going drinking later. So this is just to get me started.
And lubricate the piperoos. Recovered from your wild weekend in London.
Just about. Now, there was an absolutely ungodly amount of drinking done there, and then I went to Blink-182 last night, so no sleep until I apparently keel over from exhaustion.
How was Blink?
Blink was really fun. Couple of notes on Blink. You know the way bands play for like 90 minutes to maybe 2 hours?
Yeah.
Now imagine for me 90 minutes of Blink-182 and realizing how similar those songs are.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot of Blink-182.
Blink-182, a real playlist band.
Yeah.
Yep. That's exactly what they are.
Blink-182 song.
Yeah. Yep. Or three or four throughout the night. Because, again, they're also all less than 3 minutes long. So last night we heard 103 Blink-182 songs, which was great.
The most variation you really get is they sort of switch up who does the lead vocal and who does the backing.
Want a Tom DeLonge? Do you want a Mark Hoppus? I used to be Tom DeLonge all the way. Now, all Mark Hoppus.
Bro, it's
all
Hoppus.
About Mark.
It's all about the Hoppus, and it's for two reasons. Actually, it's the same reason, but there's sort of two strands to it. Like Tom DeLonge is, if you were to just go through their range and like if they can sing and who's the better singer, Tom DeLonge's the better singer. I mean, there's no doubt about that, but his voice is so irritating to
so annoying
to.
Yeah.
So but it's fine as like a little booster for, because Hoppus is very limited as a singer, so
yeah, but he has a nice like tone, you know.
Yeah, so you just let him carry
ensemble voice.
Yeah, yeah, you let him carry the I generally think that's a good way to go with two, as I like when the stronger singer does the harmony, does the secondary vocal sometimes with a band in general.
Mark Hoppus is in many ways on bass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now what I will say is, if you are a fan of the voice of Tom DeLonge or Tom DeLonge in general, you may have had some concerns last night because the man was absolutely riddled with COVID.
Oh.
They were like, guys, I am so sick, but there is no way we're canceling this show again. Originally scheduled in 2020, and they're like, we have had to change the set list around a little bit because I will occasionally need a break.
He could have. Well, why now, Tom? Why not 20 albums ago?
Hey,
anything they
played. Where were they on? Where was Blink-182 on?
Kilmainham.
Oh, that's a good. I'd for some reason would feel them more in an indoor venue, but that's not a bad venue.
They were originally scheduled for the Three Arena. I don't know why they didn't replay there. Oh, maybe Gossip were on there. No, Gossip were in
Royal Hospital. Yeah, not Royal. The Collins Parks. Yeah, you're right. Maybe so they could sell more tickets.
I mean, that's probably why it was.
The
Three Arena is pretty. Would you fit 13,000 in the Three Arena, or am I pulling that figure out of my ass?
It's about 12 to 13, and then I think Kilmainham is like 15, but I wasn't able to find a good number because I think it just depends on how you configure it so much.
Yeah,
that's true though.
But it was great. So he was very sick. They played the same song 103 times, and I loved it. But also, yeah. It's just nice to see 14-year-old boys who happen to be in their 50s having a good time. Like, the on-stage banter is the exact same, except now they have children. Like it's like, hey, I sent a picture of my dick to Travis last night.
Because Travis Barker's not their original drummer.
Adam.
Their original drummer was on their first album. The only song off of which you probably heard if you're a casual fan is Damn It. But they kicked him out for being a great big alcoholic. And in fact, the song on Enema of the State, Man Overboard, is about him. And the song
Adam's song is not about him. It's about a different Adam.
But a different Adam. Adam Driver, actually, interestingly enough.
Who was not big yet.
No, he wasn't, but they knew him personally. But my point about him not being the original drummer is he adds so much to that band.
Yeah.
The fact that
we know the name of the drummer means that he adds a lot.
Yeah.
He's absolutely spectacular.
Like a lot of what takes away from what would be a really monotonous playlist if you had like all Blink 182. It's just like, that's an interesting thing he's doing there.
And there was
several points when like for a three-hander, and obviously like there's probably, you know, there's guys off in the wings who are filling in the sound a little bit, but for a three-hander, like a pretty fucking good sound, and it's because they've just got the literal like tone of each instrument so good. And they can all, broadly speaking, play their instruments, and then Travis is absolutely savage. But there'd be times when, like, the two front guys would just kind of stop, and you wouldn't really notice because the drums are so fucking good on every song. Yeah. But, like, these guys can actually stop, interact with the crowd, or have a conversation with each other, or, you know, hock up a lung, and it's, and it's absolutely grand.
I have to say, Jack, I'm admiring your turban towel.
Thank you.
I actually fashioned one myself earlier when I was showering, just out of a regular towel, just because it's got to that hair.
How long are you gonna go, Malus?
Bro, it'd be already cut off, except
he loves something to grab onto.
Yeah. No, I went to the barber last week, and he's on his holidays. He's on his fucking holidays. I mean, he broadly takes it's only him, so when he goes on holidays, the barber closes. I'll be gone. I've been going back to the same barber since I was whatever.
Knee high to a grasshopper.
I was never knee high to a motherfucking grasshopper. I got my hair cut by someone not. It wasn't always the same guy because there've been three different barbers that have worked there, but they're all in the same family. But I've gone to a different barber. I think I was able to count four times. Once it was to the other barber in the same village, and. He later was convicted for something really bad.
I remember that haircut, Manus.
I think he went away, and I think he got caught doing something he shouldn't be doing. Once was in Kerry when we were there for a few months, and like, what are you going to do? Got to have a haircut. And once was preceded by me asking Ian Mullins where I could get a 5 euro haircut, and he told me I already had one.
That's such a good line.
Me and Tim had to get similar haircuts because otherwise that play would have been terrible. You know, that one when we were twins. That would have been a shit play. But that is
it was a haircut that really sold us.
Otherwise it just wouldn't look the same. It wouldn't have made any sense.
I was like, what do we do? Will we just go to one of those, you know, those barbershops around? They just give you a haircut for five where we don't need any complicated. Ian, do you know where we could get a 5 euro haircut? You fucking have one. What can I say? That was a killer line. I still remember it.
It's great. Oh, sorry. Nothing better than a real fucking dynamite zinger.
Yeah. Especially when punctuated by drags of a cigarette. That's what you want.
Yeah.
He made smoking cool in a way that most people didn't. It was just like, man, I want to be gay and smoke.
Yeah. It just adds a level of sass that I'm...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a victory sip. It's like, boom, puff, you're done.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. So, I'll go back to Brendan soon. I'll cut it all off. But until then, and you'll notice that I did take on board some of your teasing, gentle ribbing about the hairband, and frankly, the less than gentle ribbing of some of the local teenagers about the hairband. Because you get to an age, I've noticed, you know, when you're a teenager, older teenagers mess with you.
Yeah.
They're not being that bad. They're not going to attack you, but they're just, you see a group of them in every park and they're going to say something. They might lob something small at you or something like that. And then you get to a certain age where you're the oldest teenager and then that stops. And they don't mess with you. But that starts again at a certain age. And I think I'm getting to that age because they know I'm not going to do anything.
Yeah, you can't do anything about it.
It's like, I mean, they think they know that. But by the time I do, it'll be too late.
Yeah.
Let's slag him. He's got postal. Let's slag him. He's got too much to lose.
Oh, shit. No, he doesn't.
No, he just has a fresh haircut. Not a good job.
The long hair does not help. There is a certain type of person that is going to call you gay in the park if you have long hair. I don't know what to do about it. Has always been. Twill, I think, will always ever be.
Yeah.
And it's not, it doesn't, it really doesn't land as an insult when I hear it first, to be honest with you. Because, like, I mean, in a way that, it because you don't hear it in normal context anymore. Like, when you're 15, everyone's calling everyone gay.
Yeah.
It's like, and it sort of lands as an insult reflexively. But it's been pretty cool in my book. Gay lads have been fucking cool for about 15 years.
I mean, look, I'll be at this point.
I'm like, thanks, it is a new shirt.
Dude, see, sometimes I'm just like, I have been working out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's my most recent experience of, like, it's like, yeah, gay lads are in fucking shape, man.
Yeah, what they're in shape. They're all into Botox, so they all look fucking amazing.
And they get the ride way more often than I do. Although, don't brag about it too much, lads. You're getting the ride with lads. We're all up for it.
it's always good at something.
If women were, and I know it's like, hey, we like sex just as much as men. Sure, to an extent. But if you really did, every country would have the population of India. We'd all say, hey, it's just, and Ireland would be full then. So I don't know what all these racists have a problem with. We need to fill the country up first. Then we can kick anyone out we like.
Yeah, they'll actually just teeter off the edge of the cliffs of Moher. So full will we be from the amount of riding.
Is that what
if gay men could procreate, the world would have collapsed.
It certainly would have. They'd be pros at creating, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's not like they haven't been trying. They've been putting it everywhere. And no babies have come out. I even saw a documentary where one of the guys in it drank cummy bathwater and a baby didn't come out. So look, if that's not going to work... Man, this is not a fucking documentary. That wasn't a fucking documentary, man. It was the Renford Rejects. I'm actually talk amongst yourselves. I'm gonna have a second. I do this usually and I almost always regret it, but I didn't this time. I bought two of them. I'm gonna go back and get a second. No,
very good.
Gav, are you drinking anything or are you just chilling on the couch?
I'm chilling on the couch. I'm not drinking anything, boy.
You're drinking it in.
I'm drinking it in. Yeah. Let me tell you what, son. That ulcerative colitis has been kicking my ass.
I'd say it's been doing a lot more to your ass as well.
It has. Yeah, yeah. It's been in. It's been out. Like, the whole thing. It's like it's a fucking party down there. So I am going easy on the booze.
That is wise. Was it a lack of that got you in this damn mess in the first place?
Yeah, it kind of crept in when I went for work drinks. And then that was like a bit of a dodgy stomach after that. And then there was something on the weekend, that weekend, and I just kind of hit it too hard. And yeah, I've fucked myself.
That fucking always something on, isn't it?
Always something.
I think summer particularly summered this year in a way that I really didn't expect and was not ready for.
Yeah.
And you work in the public service, summer's meaningless. It's a 365 day summer, baby. The highs aren't that high, but the lows aren't that low either. It's
just stroll in at 10, get your breakfast, dawdle around a bit until lunch. And you're well into 3 o'clock and that's quitting time, you know?
That's golden time, baby. That's what we're doing. Yeah, this is, I almost regret, I don't want to overhype this, but I almost, for one of the same reasons why I liked the Perlenbacher Non-Alcoholic so much was because I didn't like it all that much. This is actively nice.
Oh,
I
wow. Fucking,
yeah, that's a problem.
I'll have to try that. What's it called again?
It's called it's Tuscher, I think is how it's pronounced.
I hardly know her.
I knew what you were going to say. You made you say it again.
I should have. And I got it in Redmond's of Ramla, which has, unsurprisingly, a tidy little selection of non-alcoholic beers. Not, in fact, in the next couple of weeks, I'll just go through them all because there's not enough of them that it's. I wasn't paralyzed by choice. There was a couple of them. I like the look of that, and I don't.
I think it's a small number of good things.
This ain't so bad, actually. It's only 21 kilocalories per 100. But still only 55 calories for a half liter. That's not bad.
That is not bad at all.
You know, it's not, I mean, they'd add up. Why can't regular beer be only that? Although the caloric content of the beer is the least of your problems when it comes to its health impact. Really, it's all the ancillary negativity that surrounds it that is the problem. That's one thing movies and television generally get very wrong about alcoholics. They don't look like alcoholics, you know? Like you can tell me and show me all you like that Jimmy McNulty from The Wire it behaves the way he does, but that man doesn't do that, though.
Yeah. That man exercises, eats right.
Yeah. Like,
are you trying to say that alcoholics in TV tend to look healthier than real life?
Way healthier. Like, they generally...
Downright healthy.
Yeah. Like, they generally get drug users... Particularly if they're not just the leading man, if it's, you know what I mean, that they'll get the drug user right. They'll sort of like, meth head might even look like an exaggerated version of what a meth head might look like.
Yeah.
But with if the character is supposed to be like a cool alcoholic, they'll be ripped.
Yeah.
And like you can be skinny,
putting away an extra 1,000 calories of like empty calories of booze. And you're still shredded.
I mean, you can be skinny, but it's skinny fat. Like, I've seen skinny alcoholics, and I know what they look like. And they don't. They're not muscular.
And
you can imagine... Jacked alcoholics, but not ripped alcoholics.
You can be kind of a big powerliftery guy and drink a lot. I think if you probably... You can look like Vader.
Yeah. There's a couple of guys...
I hardly know her.
There's a couple of guys at the gym now who are like... love nothing more than putting slightly too much weight on this bar and not getting full range of motion and going for a rake of pints.
Oh, yeah.
I had to say goodbye to my 15-year-old tuxedo earlier this week. It no longer fits me, which is a sad state of affairs. Although 15 years, it owed me nothing. And let me tell you what did me dirty on my body.
What?
My big, juicy ass.
A big juicy rump.
Everywhere else was fitting except the big juicy ass.
Oh man.
So mission accomplished. You finally hit your goal, ass.
Probably not the worst place to, certainly not in today's climate, not the worst place to accumulate a bit of junk.
A little bit of shelf.
That's where it's supposed to go,
Big juicy ass, man. I mean, God bless you, Gavin. You've been trying for years, you've been squatting, you've been
Turns out it's hip thrusts. That's the shelf builder.
Yeah. And that's good because you get several hip thrusts per love making session.
I do, yeah. 2 to 3. You know?
Yeah. He's going for strength, so it's low rep.
Low rep.
Although moving to the squat toilet was a really good move for someone with IBS or whatever it is. That'll really strengthen up the old rump. Ulcerative colitis, not IBS. Hold on, I'm doing you a bit dirty there, Gavin. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's a little bit more.
anyone can have fucking
I'm self-inflicted. IBS. Don't do that to people with IBS.
Plenty of those are self-inflicted too. They're not all, but many of them are. What's the, yeah. I mean, irritable bowel, sexy. Irritable bowel, sexy. Is that what that stands for? Irritable pretty bowel, sure it is.
Sexy?
Yeah. There's nothing sexier.
Nothing sexier.
And you'll be uncertain about what might be about to come out of there. Could be anything. Yeah, we were going to talk about the two-drink limit at the airport and perhaps tell hilarious stories about times we or others we knew had too much to drink at the airport or all the fun times had. And we could have gone into Michael O'Leary's stuff. But unfortunately, there's no time for that. So we'll have to do it.
There's no time for that.
We'll have to do it. We'll have to do it next week.
You knew we weren't going to get to it, so if you thought we were, more fool you.
Yeah. You big fucking Aegis.
Fool me once, etc. Fool me what, 480 odd times?
Yeah, that's a lot of time. We're not quite that much. I think we're like 427 or whatever. Oh, okay. It just felt like 480 something. It just felt like slightly more. So we'll get to it next week. Don't worry. We'll also get into next week. We'll get into the ongoing battle that I'm having with the guy who mops the floor in the gym. It's my abnormally sweaty body versus him.
I know easier than that.
I think you've got the lasting power on this one, Manto.
I certainly have the sweating power. There's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. So we've had an escalating war of not words is the thing. There's been no words exchanged, but he's been making it increasingly obvious that he's dissatisfied with my excess body water, and we can get into it. You know?
Little does he know you've got other water you could be putting on the floor, and he's very lucky that you're not.
You always got to keep some body water in reserve, you know, for just such an occasion. We'll get into it next week, folks. We won't just leave that hanging there as a weird, gross thing that you have to think about. Nah, we'll get to it, man, and it and all the other things that we said we would. But probably time to give this beer. I actually get to give a beer a score that someone might want to hear about for once.
Yeah, this is huge.
I can't speak highly enough of this delicious beer. And I actually have to say, into my second one, this will be enough. I was worried that it might be too Moorish. It's not that that sort of spice beefy cloviness is hitting the spots efficiently. In fact, probably if I'd waited long enough, one probably would have done. Mm. Which really in a non-alcoholic beer is what you want. Because the more I investigate like what makes me behave the way I do and stuff like that, is I have as much got a consumption problem as I do a drinking problem. It's like I really love the feeling of it going down my neck. And that it doesn't have alcohol in it does not take away from that. I still love the feeling of it. So I would sit there, and if I like it enough, I'll drink 10 non-alcoholic beers. And I guess it's not as bad for you, but also like I didn't get any of the fun time out of it.
Why did I do that? But I have the same thing. I just love like when I'm on a night out, just that restless mouth. You know, it could be water, it could be food, it could be, you know,
shifting birds.
Pussy. No.
Shifting birds was the more polite one there, Jack. I think you're absolutely right. Yeah, I have the same thing. It's just give me something to put into my face. I have the same. It's like give me
I'm gonna have cigarettes. Something in my hand at all times, you know.
Give me a constant cigarette.
Yeah,
I don't smoke
the rest where of the I'm time. Consuming something, yeah.
Yeah, just whatever it is. So like, but this I give this is the second Tucker in my life I'm ever going to give a 10 out of 10 to.
Huge.
Good one, man. I mean I was kind of hoping his career would tank more so I'd get to talk to him, but it's not happened. He's kind of bounced back quite a bit.
It's not happened yet.
Yeah, there's still time.
I think your two careers are still converging.
Hopefully, with any
it'll be about if you both live long enough to meet.
Yeah,
he's in recovery too. We could talk about it, me and him. That could be my in, because there's probably no other people who go, "Hey, Tucker, I don't drink either. Can I be on your program?" I mean, that'd probably be good.
Hey. I mean, it's worth a try.
And if I say it like that, he's bound to say yes.
He absolutely is. Yeah.
So, and I could even share one of the beers that's named after him with him. Or I could fake him out and give him a real one. Get Tucker back on the sauce.
Got that old something.
I wouldn't do that to a national treasure like myself. I mean, so that's a 10 out of 10. I love that beer. That's really good.
Excellent. Great to hear. To pick it up.
It's not a massively final countdownery beer in the sense that that's the only place I've ever seen it is in Redmond's and Randla. I really do hate to give fucking bespoke recommendations about things that, although now I say 90% of you can't get it. It's just the beer not listening now, isn't it? He can get to Redmond's. He's been there before.
So yeah, I think
we get the occasional.
He has a bike. I've seen him on it.
Yeah.
I think we get the occasional Howard.
We do. Yeah.
A Howard for all seasons, if you will.
Thank God.
It's just a change of hat. It's never not a hat. He likes a hat, does Howard.
Yeah, he does. He loves a hat. Yeah. Summer hat, winter hat. Kind of gets tricky in autumn.
It does. He always perseveres, though. He goes with a kind of a white hood in autumn.
Yeah, he does.
I think.
Keep the sun out of his eyes and the black.
It keeps the sun out of his eyes. It keeps the police out of his goddamn business. Do you know what I mean? He's just for states' rights. He's for states' rights. That's all he's for. And that's all that ever meant. And before I say goodbye to you, I'm going to say goodbye to all of our listeners because we continue on and have much better conversations after you stop listening.
Yeah. Can't wait to talk about all that news.
Yeah. Remember, because we've been recording Patreon content forever, but like we never did anything with it. So, but you just sit there knowing we could have done better and we didn't.
We'll sell the tape library on to, I don't know, Dave McWilliams.
Dave McWilliams could do a lot with it.
Like, is he still buying shit no one wants?
Oh, yeah. Eddie Hobbs. He's still selling shit no one wants. It's not fucking do. It really only gives us one thing to cheers to. It's like something you might hear at the RNC. To Tucker.
To Tucker.
To Tucker.
Come on, man.
I love his
great, laugh. What a great episode.
What a great episode.
Oh, man, yeah. We're the best.
We are the best. And we're this is greatest. Staying in. And
this, I'm not fucking editing
best
it out.
The part about it.
That's for fucking sure.
What was that? What was that? That Jay-Z and Kanye song.
You mean?
And cut. Good enough. Splice in some reaction shots of me and shove it on the air.